It's time to introduce you to another young writer. She's Bonmi Julius Adeoye, a 32-year-old PhD student in the field of theatre at the University of Ibadan in Nigeria. Bonmi also directs and writes plays. Here is a sample of her work.
I had done the scan for my current pregnancy yesterday, and it is another girl. Sina was there, and he was quick to book an appointment with a family doctor for an abortion. Like a sheep led to the slaughter, I got myself ready after making sure my four beautiful and exceptionally brilliant girls had gone to school. As I watched them all get into the school bus, I knew I had to do whatever Sina said in order not to subject them to the agony that follows a broken home. Today, like the other two occasions, my husband was around to make sure that there was no mistake or hanky-panky. With the help of anesthesia, I felt no pain as the new life was being yanked off me. However, unlike the two previous terminations where the doctor would just go and dispose of the fetus, he stared hard at this one and brought it to my husband and I. It was a boy. I felt numb all over and could only just stare. The realization was freezingly shocking and the truth a morsel of pins that must be swallowed. What we had wished and prayed God to grant us finally came and we flushed it out. How am I sure that the two previous abortions were not male? But we did the ultrasound. I thought science was supposed to be impeccable. The silence in the car as we drove back home could be cut with a knife. Even in the hustle and bustle of the closing hour heavy traffic, I could hear my heart vibrate. I felt foolish. I felt lower than a dog. Because I'm a woman, I have become an epitome of stupidity and docility. I've become worse than a wimp, all in the name of trying to give my girls an undivided home. But what use is a home bound with straw? What if I die in the process of trying to protect them? Life for them will continue, even if it blows hot wind in their direction.
That extract from Bonmi Juliu Adeo's story called Flashed Out.